Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. India and Russia hold talks to expand bilateral trade in fisheries, meat and dairy products. Russian President says India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country but to safeguard national interests of two sides. India sends additional assistance to cyclone hit Sri Lanka as death toll crosses 485. And in FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India to face Belgium in quarterfinals today in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He was received warmly by Prime Minister Modi at the airport. The Russian president will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary will pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. Our correspondent reports that India and Russia are celebrating 25th anniversary of the declaration of their strategic partnership.
Over the last 11 years, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin have met 19 times. Annual summit is the highest institutionalized dialogue mechanism between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi received the Order of the Holy Apostle Andrew I, which is the highest Russian state honor in July last year. Bilateral trade stood at a record high of over $68 billion in 2024-25. Both leaders have set a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. The two countries are cooperating closely on Gaganyaan mission, which is India's first human spaceflight program. Consulates General of India were recently inaugurated in Kazan and Ekaterinburg. President Putin's visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two nations. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On the sidelines of the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh held a bilateral meeting with Russian Agriculture Minister Oksana Luth in New Delhi yesterday. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying informed that during the meeting, both the sides discussed mutual trade in fisheries, animal and dairy products, resolving market access issues and fast-tracking establishment listing for exports. It added that the discussions also focused on collaboration in research, education and emerging aquaculture technologies, including deep-sea fishing vessels and processing. On the occasion, Mr. Singh emphasized that India exported fish and fishery products worth around $7 billion in 2024-25, including $127 million to Russia. He underlined the potential to diversify exports to Russia with products such as shrimp, prawns, mackerel, sardines, tuna, crab, squid and cuttlefish. Meanwhile, Russia's Agriculture Minister Oksana Luth also informed about Russia's readiness to cooperate in fisheries, animal husbandry and dairy sectors, building on the successful history of agricultural collaboration. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country and it is solely aimed at safeguarding the national interests of the two nations. In the context of India's energy ties with Russia, Mr. Putin said, certain actors dislike New Delhi's growing role in international markets in view of its close relations with Moscow, and these elements are aiming to constrain India's influence for political reasons by imposing artificial obstacles. Referring to Western sanctions against Moscow, the Russian president said his country's energy cooperation with New Delhi largely remains unaffected. He was talking to a TV channel ahead of his two-day visit to India, rejecting Washington's objection to India procuring crude oil from Russia. Mr. Putin said, if the US has the right to buy Russian fuel, why shouldn't India have the same privilege? The Russian president said that India cannot be treated the way it was several decades back. Mr. Putin said, Prime Minister Modi is not someone who succumbs to pressure easily, and Indian people should be proud of their leader. Mr. Putin said, Russia is not simply selling defense technology to India, but it is sharing it with New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presented a copy of the Gita in Russian language to Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday upon his arrival in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the teachings of the Gita give inspiration to millions across the world. Mr. Modi also received the Russian President personally on his arrival at the Delhi airport and welcomed him at his official residence. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Sri Lanka's disaster toll has risen sharply, with the Disaster Management Center confirming 486 deaths and 341 people still missing. More than 1.71 lakh individuals from over 51,000 families remain displaced and sheltered in 1,231 relief centers nationwide. Amid continuing hardship, India's Operation Sagar Bindu has expanded its emergency response. Indian efforts continue through airlifting of stranded victims, providing medical assistance and helping re-establish connectivity. We have more from our correspondent.
As Sri Lanka continues to reel under the worst devastation in decades caused by Cyclone Ditwa, India's assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu remains a critical lifeline on the ground. The human toll remains staggering, with lives lost, families displaced and communities cut off. Indian Air Force helicopters are continuing to airlift the stranded to safety, while engineering teams race to rebuild vital links using rapidly deployable Bailey bridges. So far, India has sent three rapidly deployable bridges that will help in re-establishing connectivity to places which are cut off because of the destroyed bridges. Further, in flooded Indivitiya, the Arogya Maitri Bhisham Cubes has turned an open space into a fully functional medical center, delivering power, diagnostics and treatment where services had collapsed. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Several prominent human rights organizations and activists in Pakistan have recently spoken out against the enforced disappearance of a lecturer named Balach Khan Wali by Pakistani forces in Balochistan. This incident is seen as part of an ongoing pattern of persecution in the region, which includes a rise in disappearances, extrajudicial killings, and torture. And in sports, in FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India will face traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-finals today at Egmore in Chennai. The PR3J's coached side has been mercurial in the round-robin stage, notching up significant victories against sides that are not traditionally strong in hockey. They beat Chile 7-0, Oman 17-0 and Switzerland 5-0. In football, East Bengal defeated Punjab FC 3-1 in an exciting first semi-final of AIFF Super Cup at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Fathorda, Goa yesterday. Mohammad Basim Rashid, Kevin Sibley and Saul Crespo scored a goal each for East Bengal, while Daniel Ramirez converted a penalty for the only goal for the Punjab. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. India and Russia hold talks to expand bilateral trade in fisheries, meat and dairy products. Russian President says India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country, but to safeguard national interests of two sides. India sends additional assistance to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka as death toll crosses 485. And in FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India to face Belgium in quarterfinals today in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.